Welcome back, guys, to the Vani X Podcast. I am your host, Giovanni, and in today's episode, we will talk a little bit about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And there is a lot of conspiracies behind it, you know, as to who really killed John F. and, you know, what their intentions were. What is your take on this, Elias?
Honestly, bro, all true honesty, from what I've heard, you know, I think he was a good president from, you know, what we've heard and all this. You know, I feel like everyone is over here sucking his wee-wee about how he was a good president. I feel like that's really rare in America, you know, to not have a bad president, like, you know, right now this year, you know, with Trump and everything, you know, Biden coming into, I mean, if he is, you know, but, yeah, we really haven't had, like, a good, like, history of good presidents and all that, so, I feel like, yeah, I think it was planned to kill him, if that is your question. I think it was. Not by anyone, like, not by any other country, but by our government, you know? And, I also feel like, I feel like the reason they did it is because, well, from what I've heard is that he didn't want to send people to, I don't want to be wrong, to Afghanistan or something like that. He didn't want to start another war. And I guess the government thought it was a big issue, like, to not go to war again, you know? But, he saved lives, in a sense. And I feel like they wanted to put him out, you know. I don't know who in this country, you know, could have pulled off an assassination like that, you know. Because, I mean, it's like high security. It's not like going into Kmart, you know, bypassing the security scanners. It's more than just that. You know, you actually have to plan this. Yeah, and you know, from what I've heard is that when they were like basically making, I think it's called an autopsy, right? When they checked the dead body.
Yeah.
They didn't find his brain. Like, his brain was nowhere to be found.
Really? I didn't.
Yeah, his brain wasn't, like, nobody knew where his brain was. And, like, he got shot in the head, right?
Well, he got shot in the neck and in the head.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, his brain was nowhere to be found. Well, from what I've heard, from, you know, I can't say it's factual.
Well, I mean, in my opinion, I do think, well, you know, it might have been some other country that tried to get him killed. And I say this because during JF Kennedy's you know, running in office and stuff, he had a lot of conflicts and a lot of problems with Cuba, and he also had a lot of conflicts with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot, and also in Cuba during this time, there was a lot of Russian intel in Cuba, because Cuba was the only country that was like, you know, we're not gonna, you know, because there's a lot of things you can't do in Cuba, because they really don't have like agreements with the United States.
Uh-huh.
So they were trying to get, I guess Russia was trying to get a little bit closer into the, you know, I guess intel. And yeah, like there was a lot of Russians in Cuba during this time. And,
huh. I did not know.
And
that.
JF Kennedy was actually trying to, oh my God, what was he? I forgot what he was trying to do. I think he was like trying to get Cuba to like agree with you know, the United States, and instead of being with Russia.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people know this, but JF Kennedy, he actually went to Mexico.
Really?
They don't really know the reason why he was in Mexico. But some people were saying that he was trying to make, you know, Mexico an ally so that they could get closer to Cuba and stuff like that. So there was a, you know, there was a lot of things going on during his presidential run.
Well, there you
had a lot. He had a lot of hate with the Russians and the Cubans.
There you hear it. JFK is invited to the next carne asada.
Yeah, he was in Mexico. I'm pretty sure he has. Man, I don't think it was JFK. But yeah, another thing that was crazy is that the dude that they, you know, who they thought had shot. Well, you know, John F. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, at 12:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was in his President's Lincoln limousine, and you know, that shit is heavily secured by, you know, everyone, police department, you know, Secret Service.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, like, you know, it either has to be a spy or the government itself, because I don't think any normal civilian could just go up there and just shoot JFK in the head.
Oh, there was another interesting thing that they said that they had killed JF Kennedy because he was exposing, or he was putting out, like in the light, too many things. Like, he was talking about like how he had exposed the New World Order, that he had said that there is a New World Order among us. I forgot how his speech went, but he had mentioned New World Order.
Explain that to me. What is the New World Order?
So, I guess some people would be like, New World Order is just like a group of like powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
Like people with a lot of money.
Okay.
They say that maybe some. They say maybe there are some government involved.
So you're saying like they're the ones that are gonna make the rules, kind of.
Yeah. Okay. There's some of the people that give out some, like, you know, top, like, orders and stuff.
They
have power. They have power.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you have lots of money, you know, it comes with responsibility, but, you know, you have that power. And I feel like rich people can really do whatever they want. You know.
Yeah, New World Order is just, like, they also have, like, they're also trying to, like, I guess, expand. Where they call it sometimes the Illuminati, you know, another name for it, and they always try to get to like I guess media and, like, you know, everything that's going on, so they can expand or get their like message across. They always try to get people, like, they always try to recruit people who they think are gonna like get them more I wouldn't say followers, but get them more exposure.
Yeah.
Without really.
Yeah, we can see it in many TV shows that kids are seeing right now, because I don't know if you know the TV show Gravity Falls. Basically, it's like right in front of everyone's faces, but like no one actually is, you know, adults or parents aren't actually like, you know, paying attention to that kind of thing.
Like, oh, this is a
cartoon. Yeah, this is a cartoon, it can't hurt. But what they need to get into their brain is that cartoons actually, you know, that's where the kids learn. That's where the kids learn everything. If they watch YouTube, that's where they're going to learn how to talk. That's where going to, you know, that's how they're going to learn their style. Like, whatever they do, whatever they hear, or, you know, all that stuff, it's going to affect them in the long run. And, you know, there's a character in Gravity Falls, it's Bill Cipher, and he's literally a triangle with an eye, you know, and stuff.
Yeah, and they say that triangle, like the triangle with the eye. They say that that's like their sign or their signal. Mm-hmm. Even on the dollar bill.
It's on the dollar bill. Yeah. It's basically representing the all-seeing eye, I think. And what's crazy is that you hear this character. He's like, I forgot what he says. I think he's like, reality is an illusion. He's like, reality is an illusion. This whole world is nothing but a hologram. Buy gold, buy. Yeah, that's all he says. And, you know, I'm like, huh? What's this dude saying? But, you know, they tried to, what's it called? Embed these things in people's, like, minds, especially children, because, you know, I think we all know that children are, you know, the generation that is going to be coming up next. You know, as they say, why kill the old people when you can kill the children, so they won't come up, they won't rise up and go against you. You know, that's why we can see back into the old days. Even the Bible says it too, that when the king basically of Egypt, he saw that the Israelis they were getting bigger in number, and he was terrified. He was terrified that they would get so big in number that they would rebel against them, you know, because they were already, I think, tripling or at least doubling in size of them. So what they did is that they made labor harder and all this other stuff to keep them in line. But then, as they did that, more and more babies came up coming. So what he did is that he said, because there was these like women that would check, that would basically help. They were like doctors, you know, like they would like take out the baby, you know, and all that stuff. And he told them, he's like, check. If it's a boy, kill him. If it's a girl, leave her. Because basically men are usually the ones that go to war. It's not usually women. And well, at least back then. But they didn't want to do that, so they didn't do it. And I guess the babies kept multiplying and multiplying. So then I guess what he said is that he set out basically a law saying that if you have a child, you know, that was like is being born right now, like, and it's a boy, we're gonna kill him. So, you know, it's
yeah, it's not a line, but almost like a quote of people that were in the New World Order, the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. They were that one of their things was that they would try to like lower or just not have kids at all. Because I forgot what their reasoning was, but they were saying that to not have kids.
No, yeah. And I feel like if I was one of them, which I'm not, well, I don't have that much money. but I feel like the reason they don't want to have children is because they're scared that, you know, because you can't deny the fact that there always is going to be good people in this world, you know. It is a matter if you were brought up this way, if you were brought up that way, you know, you can always change. You can always, you know, there's always going to be that spark of rebellion in someone. And once it ignites in someone, you know, it's going to start going towards other people. We can see this right now in the BLM, Black Lives Matter. We can see that, you know, it just took the death of one person and it, you know, it stirred up this whole pot that we have right now. Of like all these people, you know, rebelling against cops, rebelling against like laws and all this, you know, it only takes a little bit, you know, to ignite something and, you know, actually start a flame. And I think that's what they're scared of. They're scared that, you know, one day if like, you know, they are exposed, you know, there's always, there's going to be that, that people, that group of people that will fight, you know. It's kind of like one of those movies, like, have you ever seen What Happened to Monday? Yeah, no. Okay, well, let me explain this really quick to you. Basically, the world was in this state of where, you know, food wasn't being produced fast enough, you know. There wasn't enough food to go around. And, you know, the population was, like, I wouldn't want to say stable, but it was, like, it was good at where it was, you know. You know, but there just wasn't enough food for mouths. And so what they did is that scientists basically studied all these, like, foods and all this other stuff. And they produced it with science, you know. But as they saw the stocks, like, they were full there, like, everything, like, food, you know, apples, all this other stuff that you could even, like, you know, imagine, it was basically full to the brim, you know. They had more than they ever thought, you know, and you know, that actually brings hope. But what they noticed is that the food that they were creating, man-made, was actually having a birth defect. And when I say birth defect, it's not like, you know how when people say birth defect, it's like, oh, you don't have a child, or, you know, your child died in the womb, or your child is mentally ill. But that wasn't the case. The case was that people were having four children. It was like one, you know how people normally have one children, right? And right now, like, once that happened, once this all started, people were normally having four children, at least. And people kept going, like, six children. And basically, we're following this story of these seven children that, you know, they were born at the same time. They're identical. And basically, this lady set out a whole new rule saying that, you know, one children per family. And that basically the other children would be, like, set in ice, so when we're ready for them, they can be, like, you know, heated up or whatever, how they do that, you know, and then they can be brought into a better world. But as we see, basically these seven children, they had to live, they each were named one day of the week, so Monday, Tuesday, you know, so that's where the name of the movie goes, What Happened on Monday. We're basically following them through this thing where, you know, each day they each go out, but they have to play a character. So, you know, it's really like, I'm going out, but I'm not going out, you know, because you have to act like someone you're not. And they each have their own personality inside the house, but once they're out, they have to, you know, act a certain way. And it comes to this point where, you know, they find out that they are seven siblings, where they're not supposed to be. And I guess, like, that's where it comes all up, that people are scared that once people are sneaking children and, you know, all this stuff, that they're gonna fight back, because there's gonna be more rebels, there's gonna be more people, like, you know, joining the fight. And that's what they're scared of, you know. And the children in the movie, like, instead of being iced, they were basically being burnt. They were being incinerated. And I feel like that might happen, but as I've heard from people that actually know this kind of stuff, I guess they said that we're pretty much a long way from that. You know, that's more like of a fear, but also, you know, we're kind of I wouldn't say a long way from it, but also you got to think about.
We're going there. That's it's going.
Yeah, but we're not gonna be alive for that. At least I don't think so.
Yeah.
But if it does go to that point, you got to think about all these people that are gonna be protesting. Because right now, as you can see, people are protesting, and, you know, they actually making a movement in a sense, because, you know, presidents are actually saying that, look, you know, I want to get these votes, so I'm gonna say this. I'm not throwing hate at any of the presidents, you know. Trump says what he says, Biden says what he says, but I feel like, you know, you want to get, you know, the people that, you know, how people feel a certain way, that's how you're going to want them to feel if, you know, you want them to be your president. But no, I feel like that's kind of part of like the new world order, as you said earlier, that you know they're trying to stop, you know, growth of good people. You know, I feel like you know, you can always fight good with bad, but you know, there's always that point where good becomes bad. Yeah, I don't know if that makes sense. It's you know, I'm down with the protests, you know, but you know, killing cops, you know, hurting them, you know, you got to think about these cops. Like, you know, I'm not saying every cop is good, but that doesn't mean that every cop is bad. You know, there are cops out there that are good, you know, and you got to think of these people, these men and women that are basically risking their life for your safety. Believe it or not, cops are needed. Cops are needed. 100% cops are needed. Why? Because the crime rate would be so high up if we didn't have cops. You can't lie to me. You're lying to me. You gotta be truthful to me. If there weren't cops in the highway, if there weren't cops on the streets checking to see who's speeding, how fast would you go on a 25 speed limit? How fast would you go if basically you could go any speed you wanted and the limit was 25? How fast would you go? Exactly. But since there's cops, you think second about it, you know, so you don't put other people in danger. You know, and you know, I feel like people may not agree with that, but hey, my opinion's my opinion. You know. We're getting a little bit sidetracked
to this JFK. Getting into this, I was talking about the guy who they had accused for the assassination of you know, JF Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald, and that was his name. And interesting thing is that a few days after he was like accused of like killing, and he was like on, I'm pretty sure he was like on being transferred to another jail or something like that. And the interesting thing is that he was murdered on the way to the other jail.
Yeah.
They say that maybe he really was the killer, and that he got killed by someone, you know, by someone of JFK's like family or someone that was like upset.
Yeah, that does make sense. What? Yeah.
But then they were saying that. But then they were saying that the government was the one who sent that kill because they didn't want him to say anything.
Here's another plot twist. Maybe he was the killer, and maybe he was gonna say, "Yo, the government, you know, paid me to kill," and maybe they feared that he was gonna, you know, share the secret, so they killed him. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He would. Yeah. So he was more than
because I feel like he made a deal maybe with the government, either that or he didn't kill them, or they just blamed him.
Because what do you think? Do you think that one man with a sniper did it all by himself, killed the president all by himself, or do you think that there was someone like some other type of government, other country that helped?
Oh, 100%. He didn't do it by himself. 100%.
Because I believe that too. If he tried to do it by himself, that would just be like.
Yeah, because anybody could find you could. Literally, there's like, you know, wherever you are, where, you know, there's always going to be security. I 100% guarantee you, if Trump is going down the street, there's going to be a guard, you know, watching who comes in, who comes out. You know, there's going to be security, you know, everywhere. Every single building, there's going to be security. There's no way, unless you have someone on the inside, which I do believe that he had. Either he was that someone on the inside, or he had someone on the inside. You know, because
the story of this man who had apparently killed him, he was he was like an orphan, and when he grew up, he became a socialist, and after moving to New Orleans, he joined the Marines. I'm pretty sure it was 1956, and he joined the Marines, and where he was earned a sharpshooter qualification.
Yeah.
And so once he decided to quit, well, I guess he received an honorable discharge from the Marines, and then he decided to move to the Soviet Union, Russia, for 2.5 years. Huh. And for some reason they didn't want to give him a citizenship there, but they allowed him to stay in the country.
Uh-huh.
You know, another thing pretty strange. And but he was being watched by the KGB. And if you don't know who the KGB is, they are like a agency, like they're in Russia. They're like a almost like an FBI type shit. And they were being watched by him, but like the KGB was watching him. And he had left Russia and returned to Texas. And then the reason why they were saying that he might have killed him, a year later he bought bought this rifle with like a scope on it, and he allegedly attempted to shoot a retired United States major, General Edwin Walker, who was a top guy of communism, and he was trying to kill him. Well, and I think he tried to run away or like get away to Cuba and to Mexico, but he was actually denied trying to enter those countries. But he returned to Texas, and
I feel like, you know, that story, you know, gives more details, you know, about how this all went down. I feel like, you know, I think Russia probably recruited him, you know, that maybe the reason he did try to take that high top guy in the first place was because that was probably one of Russia's targets. You know, maybe because he didn't get that citizenship, maybe because, you know, you never know if they treated him bad in Russia, or, you know, if he was treated a certain way by law, because, you know, I feel like they did know who he was. And, you know, they probably said, all right, look, if you want to stay here, you're going to have to do this and this, or, you know, you're going to have to make some sort of kind of deal with us. And I guess that's, I don't think in his heart he wanted to do it, but for the sake of him not dying, I think, you know, he actually had to, you know. It wasn't something, it was something forced upon him, you know. Because, you know, in the Marines, I don't feel like a Marine would actually go against a president, you know. I have a sort of kind of respect for the Marines. You know, they're brought up a certain way, you know. You know, Army's one thing, Marines is a whole different thing.
Marines are more, I guess, they do more, they're more honorable.
Yeah.
They do more,
And I feel like, you know, I don't want to call anyone a patriot, but I feel like they that's, like, a good example of one, because, you know, they're doing this for the U.S., you know. If they didn't want to do it, then, you know, they wouldn't do it. And I feel like you said, he went to Russia. I didn't know he went to Russia. I thought he was just, you know.
Yeah, he was in for 2 years. They didn't give him citizenship, but
because I feel like they wanted to get something out of him, you know. And you know, you got to use what you can get.
Even CBN, which they were there at the time, they had said that, in quote, they said the man is 24 years old. Lee Oswald.
Oh, he was young.
And an active member of the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, and admirer of Russia and Cuba's Fidel Castro, a man who once lived in Russia. So basically, they were trying to say,
I was saying, he told a reporter that that he didn't shoot nobody. Uh-huh. Well, he was saying that, you know, he wasn't guilty of anything. He said that I didn't shoot nobody, and you know, I'm not guilty of anything.
Yeah.
And
So basically, CBS News was just trying to, even like, if he really was not guilty, I guess, like, you know, CBS was trying to appoint to like, yeah, you have to be guilty because you were in Russia and you admire Cuba and this and that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I don't like. You know, there's this like whole stereotype of every race, like, oh, it's just because you're Russian, that means you're a freaking spy. Just because you're Cuban means you're a scumbag. You know, all these, you know, stereotypical things. You know, that's what, you know, I feel like law should be, or, you know, sentences of going to jail or stuff like that, it should be based off of facts, not based off of stereotypes. You know, keep it neutral. And I feel like that's the main reason that people were like, oh yeah, he's a killer because he's from Russia. You know, Russian people want to kill American people. And, you know, I've met Russian people and, you know, they're pretty chill, to be honest with you. You know, I have no problem. And, you know, I feel like maybe America was working with Russia.
Spy.
Yeah, I feel like America was working with Russia, and I guess, like, you know, they took that opportunity of Russia, you know, maybe wanting to, you know, get something. I think U.S. took advantage of that and said, look, we're gonna work with you. You're just gonna have to do this for us, you know. And I feel like that guy, what was his name again?
The one who had supposedly killed
him. Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, the Lee Harvey.
Yeah. Maybe they chose Lee Harvey because they knew he was there. You know, of course, the U.S. is going to know he's there. And, of course, Soviet can back that up. And maybe they said, all right, choose Lee Harvey. And if he doesn't do it, if he backs out, we'll finish the job. You know, but we're going to blame it on Lee Harvey. You know, and maybe Lee Harvey didn't do it. And then maybe he was... You know, brought this, you know, he was brought up this thing saying, you know, look, you're gonna have to kill the president, blah blah blah. And maybe when he was there, he probably backed up and said, no, I'm not gonna do it. He backed out, you know. And maybe the U.S. saw that he backed out. Maybe there was a specific time that he was supposed to do it and he didn't do it. So I guess maybe the U.S. did it, you know. Maybe they sent someone else, you know. If he doesn't do it, then you do it, you know.
Or kind of, maybe they were also trying to be like, the U.S. was trying to point someone else besides themselves and be like,
oh, 100%.
It was Russia or Cuban intel or this and that. Cause,
oh, we, you know, we can see it. We can see it right now with the coronavirus. You know, there are some theories that, you know, coronavirus was man-made. And, you know, I feel like, you know, it is killing people. So then the U.S. or any other government in this case would be like, oh, it's the coronavirus. Oh, it's the coronavirus. You know, it's not us. It's the coronavirus. Just like 9/11, you know, we said we were going to get into this topic. I think this is a good opportunity to bring that up. 9/11, if you guys didn't know, well, from what I've read and from Giovanni has read too, people only see the Twin Towers basically falling down, right? But we know that there was a third building that came down. And the way that building came down was a way of, like, you know how, like, they put dynamite around, you know, the foundation and it blows up. It basically came down in how do you say this?
It just came down as it was gonna be demolished.
Yeah, it came down in an orderly, like, fashion, kind of, you know. It came down all together at once, you know, like it was planned. And I feel like the 9/11 was a distraction from whatever was there. I don't know what the building held. I don't know, you know, if there was something else in that building, you know, that they didn't want getting out, and, you know, that building was blown down to the ground. And I feel like 9/11 was a distraction, you know. And, you know, coming back to that thing of the U.S. blaming it on someone else, they probably blamed it on Osama bin Laden, because at the time, Osama bin Laden was a great, how do you say,
He was like a main terrorist.
He's like a main enemy of the United States at that time. So maybe they try to blame it on Muslims, Osama bin Laden, or I think Pakistan. I'm not really sure. But at that point, people that were Muslim, people that were Middle Eastern, you know, all that, Egyptian, all that, they were given a bad name because of this. You know, maybe before they weren't given such a bad name, but once that happened, everyone fears Muslims, you know, Middle Easterns, you know, and that's kind of sad. You know, if you go on a plane and you see a Muslim there, you're scared, you know, and I feel like, you know, that's pretty messed up. You know, if the US did do that, I feel like it is pretty messed up that they basically messed up millions of lives because, you know, of this stereotype. And, you know, I feel like the US probably did do it because, you know, I feel like the US likes to blame other people. They're like a child. That's basically what they are. They're a child that's always like, oh, I didn't do it, he did it. You know? They're always trying to pinpoint at somebody else, you know, point the finger at somebody else. So, I feel like, you know.
Yeah, last thing I wanted to talk about, you know, the JFK thing that I found super, like, I guess, conspiracy or like, suspicious. Was that, you know, after the assassination, after it, you know, that the supposedly, you know, killer got assassinated a couple of days after it, which I found, you know, that was, like, really interesting, like, you know, it was a Sunday morning, November 24th, he was being transferred to another county jail, and the killer that shot Oswald was his name was Ruby, and he had shot him in the stomach with a small caliber pistol, and he had died. Crazy thing about it is that he had died the same place where John F. Kennedy had died.
Huh, that's interesting.
And I just thought, what do you think that thing's about? Do you think it's like maybe some upset about it and, you know, decided to take matters in their own hands, or do you think it's like someone powerful who was like, we gotta, you know, take care of this before he talks about something that he's not supposed to, or talks a little bit more about what he's not supposed to talk about?
See, that you brought up another interesting point. You know, you keep bringing these other facts into this. Now that you said that he was basically shot the same way that JFK was shot, you know, that brings this whole other factor into place, because, you know, as we can see, revenge, I don't want to say it's like predictable how it comes, because it's kind of really not, but I feel like in the sense of, you know, he was shot the same way that JFK was shot, I feel like that does make sense that it would be revenge. But let's think of this in a perspective of how the government would think this would go down. If I was basically the one that was running this whole operation, I would want it to seem like it was revenge. You know, I would want it to seem like it was something petty. It was not petty, because, you know, I get it. You know, if you want to get revenge, but some revenge is pretty petty. But in this case, I guess it wasn't. But I would want it to seem like it wasn't the government. It wasn't, you know, an organization. You know, you would want it to seem like it was just revenge, because basically you're going to blame it on someone else. Like I said, you know, the U.S. likes to blame it on other people. Excuse me. And I feel like, you know, you would want it to seem like it was something else, you know? When you're doing a crime, you're going to kill someone. You don't want it to seem like you're the most possible suspect. You want to make it seem like it was someone else. You got to look at the facts. You know, who was there, you know, how it goes down, you know, maybe someone was in there, a family member or something, and, you know, or maybe that person was working for the organization and just, you know, killed him in a matter that would be like, oh, it was revenge. You know, so it wouldn't trace back to the government, you know, it wouldn't trace back to the U.S. It would just be some form of revenge that, you know, a single mind took.
But this whole theory, I'm gonna talk, it goes so many ways. You either think, yeah, it was some crazy guy who shot him.
Yeah.
You know, later on, maybe some family member, someone related, got mad and killed him. Or you could go the other route and be like, yeah, he was recruited from the Russians and Cubans to take care of this plan because he wasn't, you know, agreeing with their, I guess, plans. And that the government planted it as to be as like a revenge type shit, but it was actually them for him to not to speak about certain, you know, things that he was not supposed to talk about. You know, it could go so many ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 100%. Because, you know, there's never going to be a correct answer because, you know, you don't know what's going on. Or at least the government's mind or whatever, you know, whatever happened that day. But I guess, you know, this is where it's going to end. Yeah.
Yeah, this is another episode of
the I've been getting good feedback from people. People are like, yo, I love the podcast. It's a good podcast, you know. All these things, and, you know, I just want to give a big shout out to everyone that actually is supporting us, you know. How many listens are we getting to right now? Like,
we have 650.
All right, yay! We're making it.
Huge, huge.
Yeah.
To anyone who is taking, you know, their time out of their day to actually listen to even one episode of, you know, the podcast. And if you guys enjoy it, you guys could also leave us a review on, you know, Apple Podcasts or any major, you know, podcast
platform. Or just, you know, give us a shout out so more people can listen. You know. We always want to make this whole bigger, you know, and maybe once we do get to 1,000, we'll buy better mics and, you know, make this whole experience better.
A little bit better.
Yeah, but we just got to make sure that you guys want to keep listening, so, you know, we don't just waste our money. But thank you.
We'll see you on the next episode. This has been the Von X Podcast.